This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
I have some thank yous to dole out here. Let's see if I can get all four guests here, and I promise I will not look. All right. We had Brian Baldinger. I'm going to get it. Brian Baldinger, Adam Burke, Drew Densick, Chris Abbott. Boom.
Perfect. You bet really well on that, to be honest. For doing, we do 4 hours every day. I mean, my mind is like oatmeal by this point. It's just, yes. I mean, it's this is the 7:41 oatmeal brain talking. Let me tell you.
You know what's but like I said it earlier in the show, but like I think like it does actually like merit being brought up again. Like, listen, we are all, and like I would argue, especially me, but I don't even think that's fair because I don't have kids. But like football season is like the ultimate grind, right? We are all sprinting towards the finish. I took basically off every Friday for like 5 weeks, like 4 or 5 Fridays in a row. I'm not sure if it was 4 or 5, one of the two. In any event, I was taking some days off after football season ended. Ken's like barely missed a day. Ken's got 2 young kids. Like, I got oatmeal brain, man. You have to as well, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, tonight, especially when I get like really not a lot of sleep, it's like a disaster. When you're like a parent, you're used to like 6 hours, 7 hours, no sweat, whatever. You just go to the next day.
Six, seven, really good sleep. I feel like that's what I sleep on like a regular night with no kids.
I think a lot of people that are like single that live by themselves or that are, you know, are in their 20s or whatever, like they're probably getting more than 6 or 7 a lot. Or on the weekend, they get a billion and catch up or something like that, which you can't do when you have kids, obviously, because the weekend's totally different. Last night was a lot less than that. There was my wife woke me up at 1:30 in the morning. She just all of a sudden like shoves my shoulder. She goes, I think there's a bear in the backyard.
I go,
what? Like, we do get a lot of bears in our area, to be fair. I go, okay, like what? Like, why? Like, why do you think? I think I see shadows outside. And I heard a noise. And it turns out it was just like our daughter dropped her pillow off her bed. That was like the noise that woke her up. She's like, I'm sorry for being paranoid last night.
Nice. It was
1:30 in the morning.
Yes. 2-year-old Claire drops pillow.
3-year-old.
Bear outside.
3 and a half.
Wow.
That's going to be the crazy thing about the show. The longer it goes, it's like you're going to see the evolution of the Barkley children. So Claire gave out Monday night football.
Monday night. Viking Seahawks.
Viking Seahawks. Right. Do we want to bet on the team that plays inside or the team that plays outside?
And outside. She said outside, and then I bet on the team that plays inside. And I bet Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football, and I lost. So I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night either. So I took my sleep apnea test yesterday. Today was such like a cluster because like I had to go bring like the equipment back. There's the traffic's insane. Like my morning was completely shot. I felt like Iron Man. Like Robert Downey with the equipment.
Yeah.
So I had to like wrap like this machinery, like with a belt buckle, basically like around my chest. I had the oxygen thing on my finger. I had like tubes up my nose to monitor like what, I don't even know what it was. My girlfriend said, I look like I'm at HSS in the hospital. And like, I had to like basically like lay on my back the entire night. Like, so like the thing wouldn't move.
Do you sleep on your back normally?
No.
Okay. Stomach?
Side.
I go like half side, half stomach, depends.
Which is probably why I have like such tremendous nerve pain, because like my girlfriend will take pictures of me sometimes, and like I'm like a contortionist, like I'm in Cirque du Soleil, and I have a pinched nerve in my neck. Probably not.
Yeah. It's like, hey, pretzel man, what's your story?
So we'll see what the sleep apnea test reveals. So now,
okay. Good luck, I guess. I don't even know if that's a thing in that situation.
Well, but I think like the worst case scenario is that I have to use like a CPAP machine.
CPAP machine.
which like apparently like from people I've talked to, like my like primary care doctor has one and he's like in decent shape and he's like, it'll changes your life. Like it sucks that you have to like use it, but it's like, whatever. Like I'm in a relationship. It's like I'm single and it's like, oh, I bring some girl home and it's like, oh,
can you imagine?
Hold on. Like, and it's like, you do whatever you need to do. And then you get in bed. It's like, hold on, honey. Like I gotta put this.
Or like, hold on, honey.
I
know you've only known me for like 6 hours and we had a few drinks. Hey, I had a great time. It looks like you're thinking about spending the night. Let me throw in the old CPAP here for a minute.
So I think that's like the worst case scenario. So hopefully it doesn't come to that, but we'll find out. And thanks to Tyler Morales, our executive producer, our technical director, Bill Matz, our great board op, Rick Camp, our executive producer, Eli Herskovich, for their help in putting the show together today. And Reed Wallach making his debut, the weatherman from 1010 Wins, giving us BetQL's five-star bets for tonight. Do you want to give us a quick Masters update before we close the show with some wager payment?
I closed the iPad and phone are closed, but I think I can do it off the top of my head. So you and I and Tyler, I think, all had the Spieth opening round three ball because we just wanted to bet Spieth in like a lot of different ways against Morikawa and Cam Smith. Spieth won that by two shots. So Spieth is in at one under par. In Masters history, generally, if you're looking for the winner, and this has been a thing for about like a decade and a half, winner generally comes from first page of the leaderboard in the first round even. So early on, you can identify kind of who the winner is going to be. That's obviously a very trend-based thing. Every year is different. But that has held true a lot where the winner of the tournament on the first day, you kind of know when you go back, you kind of know who it was. So that's probably Webb and Patrick Reed and Justin Rose, obviously, who shot 7-under today. And Spieth is kind of lingering on the first page of the leaderboard as well, 1-under.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coors Light, Dunedin, 3-3, top of the second.
You might have been right. You might have been right. Who needs all fences? Whatever.
Well, I mean, like I said, basically, like when I was reading in spring training, basically, like Dunedin's supposed to be like this major hitter's park in the minors. Like, okay, let's play some overs there.
The Garden of Dunedin. Let's go.
Yo, that's not bad either.
Yeah.
Not as good as Coors Light, but it's not bad. Right. The Garden of Dunedin. Yep. And instead of apples and serpents, you know what's there? Overs and money.
Right. A lot of temptation. Temptation to bet the over. Right.
Okay. Except this time, like you don't get like your rib taken out if you lose. Like,
right.
You
just and forbidden money. Fruit, which is fruit. So naturally you hate it. Right?
Yes. Well, that's a good one. Thankfully it's forbidden. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So let's close the show with a little wagertainment. AKA what, Rick? Wagertainment meaning what?
Yeah. Hint. Yeah. Okay.
We need like a camera on Rick for these moments.
Just the absolute scramble to find laughs. Yeah.
Laughs. So wagertainment, Rick, aka what?
Laughs.
Can you play it again?
It does sound like the mobster thing. It's unbelievable.
Laughs.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see? You're gonna have some laughs.
These guys think they're funny. Funny like a clown. How funny. Okay. Can we bring up the golf bets bed? Or like if that's too difficult, just play anything. So I feel like we've already put you in a quandary once during the segment. So Tyler had the idea. Why don't we come up each and let's do a quick round table here on the show with all five of us and give our ideal foursome, get your minds out of the gutter, that we would want to play golf with in honor of the Masters. So, Ken, why don't you go first here? It can be any. So I was actually thinking about this and we did not kind of set this up in advance.
I want famous people.
Okay, great. And you can limit it to, you can do whatever you want. I was limiting mine to people that are currently alive. So like you can't say like Einstein, for instance, whatever.
Sure. Right. Okay. Oh, that would have been awesome. I would have done like me and Sir Isaac Newton and Grover Cleveland.
I'm out on that.
My golf foursome. So it'd be myself. I would immediately want gambling to be a significant part of it. So the next two picks set up the gambling dynamic. Billy Walters, the most notorious golf hustler in the history of golf hustling. And then he will set up the gambling dynamic. And then Charles Barkley will be the one who takes all of the bets on everything. So you will constantly have the back and forth. Basically, Billy Walters attempting to hustle Charles Barkley. And then the man making fun of everything in the background while that's happening, noted good golfer, I think still at his age, Bill Murray, guy who plays the Pebble Beach Pro-Am every year. So we got Bill Murray with the jokes. And then Charles Barkley basically being grifted by Billy Walters all over 18 holes.
Okay, I kind of really like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler, why don't you go next?
Okay, I had a dead guy in mind, but I could switch him out.
That's fine. That's no, right. You can use go with it anyway. You could use the dead guy.
All right. I went with LeBron because he's my favorite athlete of all time. Love to ask him questions about his career and everything. I feel like I've seen him grow
sure
up.
Sure, he would love that on the golf course. Let me golf with the fan.
Well, my second guy would be Dave Chappelle because he'd make everybody laugh.
Tell me a joke, Dave.
Laughs. We need that on the first tee.
Laughs.
Yeah, we're not looking to go out there and break records here. We're just trying to have some fun. So
he does that voice too, and Killing Me Softly, Him Softly, the stand up thing. He does a ton of that. That's amazing.
Correct. Yeah.
Laughs.
And then I had Tupac in mind, but he's dead, so I'm gonna go with a normal guy.
Yeah, you can still golf with him, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll go with Jay-Z. I actually hate Jay-Z's music, but actually as just a business person, I think he's fascinating.
I
hate his music.
See you on the first tee, like Mr. Carter. It's great to meet you. I actually hate your music, but let's go play 18 holes.
Hey, it's like LeBron. Remember when you hit that buzzer beater against the Magic in 2009? That was really cool.
That was really awesome. What happened in that series? And then Dave Chappelle's like, "Man, what happened?
Man, LeBron, you lost to Dwight Howard. See?" All right, Bill, what do you got?
Laughs.
Hopefully.
I love that Chappelle bit because it's about something he does to purposefully annoy his wife, and I use it to do the same thing, and she gets so mad just because she knows what I'm doing. She's seen the bit, and it's a lot of fun. So I wanted to use a dead person, too. I wanted to use Hunter Thompson, but we'll go with living because I have a theme. Lockie, you did take one of mine, Bill Murray. But my theme is Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, and Dan Aykroyd, the three living Ghostbusters. Like
Bill's ensemble answers to the questions are just
so bizarre. The show is so bizarre.
The Ghostbusters.
The Marshmallow Man just missed the cut.
I want to go with Optimus Prime. That's who I want to golf with.
If I'm going to walk around in a field for 4 hours, it's going to be with the cast of my favorite movie ever. Because there's nothing else.
I was never a big Leonardo guy. Give me Michelangelo, Raphael, and Donatello.
Master Splinter's the caddy.
All right. Rick, what do you got here?
Well, I'm definitely not more classy than this. I took a little bit of a different spin. The foursome I will be part of is myself, Danielle Fishel, who for those keeping score at home played Topanga, Beyonce, and Jessica Biel.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
I kind of went a similar route with mine. The first choice for me is Iggy Azalea. I love me some Iggy Azalea. I feel like a golf outfit would be really great. My second choice would be Snoop Dogg because I like to, imbibe a little bit on the golf course and really much of a drinker. So I would have Snoop Dogg there. And for my final one, my father passed away a number of years ago and I'd love to walk the golf course one more time with my dad. Just kidding. I choose Guy Fieri. because I feel like it'd be really funny.
That's the end of the segment was out of bounds.
Would you rather go to the cemetery or Flavor Town?
imagine it's like, oh, what'd you guys come up with? Well, one guy picked Ghostbusters and the other one picked hot women. It's just like, oh, great. What do they call that? Wager team it.
Laughed. Topanga. I mean, okay.
It's a great answer, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
It is. Snoop Dogg's pretty good. Find your beach.
Yeah, those commercials are horrendous.
I know, he tilts his neck and he's like a robot.
I love it. It's like he's like Corona. Like, here, drink this beer or get it and have severe respiratory illness. Okay. Thanks to everyone for the show today. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll do some WrestleMania on the show. It's going to be great. So for Ken Barkley and crew, I am Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Laughs.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.